Hey, how are we doing, Sober Gang? Welcome in to our regular weekly get-together, our little catch-up session, our little support group that we have online every Wednesday. It's good to have you here. It's the usual score. I don't have a whole heap to talk about, but I'm here to answer your questions. So anything goes. Anything you're worried about, anything you need some help with, any questions about quitting drinking, staying sober, living your best life, whatever it is, it can be non-alcohol related. If you just want to turn up here and share your story, that's fantastic as well. If you're a regular here, then say hello and let me know how long you've been sober. We'll give you a big mention. And if it's your first time here, you're very welcome. If you're here because you're worried about your drinking, you're in good company. There's no judgment here. Nobody on this YouTube channel or in this live stream will look down on you or judge you in any way because we've all been where you are. And everyone here in this live stream is at various different points on that journey. All right. So you're welcome. Don't worry about it. Feel free to interact and ask anything you want. Let's say hello to a few people while I've got the chance here. Edwards was first up. Yo. Hi, Edward. Welcome. Jan, hi from Perth, Australia, 8:45 p.m. It's 1 minute past four in the afternoon here. I'm just keeping one eye on the stock market. Inflation figures out of United States, not good, 9.1%. Scary times. Trisha's here. Good day from Florida. Always here, it gets easier with time, and it does. Learning to make killer mocktails and can finally handle alcohol-free drinks. Got to say, still awful being around really drunk friends, though, isn't it? Do you know what I think is the best mocktail? As in, when you drink this alcohol-free mocktail, you'll think, why did I ever bother drinking the alcohol version? Because it's got all the flavor. It's got all the strength of flavor that you would get with the original drink. But there's no alcohol. It tastes fantastic. And it's amazing on a hot summer's day. And I've not noticed this about any other alcohol-free drink. Normally, they're a little bit, you know, watered down. They're a little bit like a watery version of what you used to drink. And here it is, mojito. See if you can find alcohol-free mojitos. Ice, fresh mint. Amazing. Amazing. Trish, so we had Perth, and we had Jan in Perth at 8:45 p.m. We've got Trish in Florida here, and it's 8:45 a.m. That's contrast for you. Stormy Else, good morning from a hot Arizona. Had a couple of stressful days at work, and the evil clown started whispering in my ear. I made it through, though. Well done, superstar. Let's see. We've got Ellie here in sunny Florida. Which part of Florida, Ellie? Ronnie, good morning, everyone from Cleveland, Ohio. Looking forward to another live stream. Wednesday chat really gives me a wonderful boost every time. It's great to hear, Ronnie. UFO Nut, good morning, legends from West Hampton, New York. Oscar 21, Virginia, welcome in. Robert Booth is here. I know Robert's got one eye on the Bitcoin price as well, which is kind of looking out. Yeah, it's down, but not too bad. Who else we got here? Jenny. Hi, Craig and everyone. Great to be here. 5 days, no drink. Feeling good. Thank you, Craig, for the great coaching. You're welcome. Chris Ball is here. My brother suffers with depression. A few weeks ago, he said he's giving up drink as it doesn't help him. The other day, he tagged me in a photo with a bottle of vodka and the headline, "He don't care anymore." The problem with your people who have depression, who drink, is firstly that they, for the longest time, until they realize that it doesn't make any sense, for the longest time they believe that alcohol is actually helping them. They believe that their life would be worse without the alcohol. And that's the narcissism of this drug, because alcohol makes your depression 100 times worse. It is a depressive agent. So if you drink it, it will create depression. at the same time promising you that it can cure it. So a lot of people with depression and anxiety get trapped into the loop of alcohol because they genuinely believe that it helps, because it does appear to help in the short term. In the same way, and you'll have heard this analogy many times, I'm sure, in the same way that a loan shark helps with your debt problem in the short term. But what you end up as a result of your actions is a much bigger problem, and that's true of depression. But then, you see, if people quit drinking who are struggling with depression, and they use the willpower method, as in they force themselves to quit drinking, they white-knuckle it, then all that's going to happen is the evil clown that lives in their head, he knows exactly what strings to pull. He knows their weakness. He just has to make them feel really depressed. Pop up and say, hey, you want this to end? Take a drink. So if you do the willpower method and you're just white-knuckling it, going, oh, I mustn't drink, I mustn't drink, I mustn't drink, and you suffer with depression, you're effectively giving the evil clown a license to hook you back in. The chance of success for someone with depression quitting drinking like that, virtually zero. So do try and encourage him to get some help, whether it's from me or from AA or from a therapist or from rehab or something. But if he just tries to do this on his own, he's really, you know, it's civil war, and he doesn't have much chance of coming out victorious on this one, I'm afraid. Thanks for the comment, Chris. Sorry to hear it. El Ali. Hello, Craig. Hello, sober and not sober people yet. Joe is here. Morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. from Los Angeles. Lorraine Makin. Hi from Merseyside. Okay, very good. 7 months sober. Thanks to you, Mr. Beck. Well done, Joe. I can't take the credit. Your work. Paul Briggs. Paul, still a bloody publican, checking in and loving 2.5 years sober. What's the plan, Paul? Is it to get out of the pub to do something else? What's the long-term plan? Must be tough, you know, serving something that you feel contempt for every night. Laurie Barnes, good morning from South. Restricted herself to 50% of the world there. Mary Lou Van Dusen, good morning from Okeechobee, Florida. I'm guessing that's a very small town or a village, is it? Never heard of it before. Tanya, hi Craig, so happy to finally get to do one of these lives. Been doing your program since March 27th. It has been life-changing. Thank you, Tanya. And I think we can all agree that Tanya has the poshest sounding name of everyone here so far. Yeah? Tanya Maxwell Clements. I picked you in a mansion with a Bentley on the drive, Tanya. Am I right? Leslie. Leslie is a good regular. Good morning, Craig. Almost 16 months no drinking. As mentioned before, I like the non-alcoholic beer. My concern, though, is if I have one, I have six. Is there something in it causing a craving? I'm worried. Well, there is a little bit of alcohol in alcohol-free beers. I think as long as it's under 0.5%, it can be labeled alcohol-free. So there is a smidgen of alcohol in there. So it could be that, A, you're just kind of drip-feeding the clown, just a little bit of fuel. You're not quite waking him up, but you're kind of, you know, rousing him from his slumber. It could be that, or it could be that you are substituting. You know, you're substituting alcohol with the alcohol-free. I think if you're drinking six bottles a night, I think you need to just rein that in a little bit, because that sort of excessive use, I don't care what it is, it's not a healthy routine to get in. For example, if every night you drank six cans of Coca-Cola, I would say the same thing to you. If you were drinking six cans of Sprite or eating six packets of biscuit, whatever you said, I'd be saying, whoa, That's just, you know, that's just a bad routine you've got into. I don't think this is an addiction problem, Leslie. I think you're just in a loop here. It should be fairly easy for you to rein that in because you won't get a kick from it. There'll be none of that kind of pressure from the evil clown coming. So I would just rein it in. I tend to use alcohol-free beers and drinks for when I'm outside, when I'm social, you know. I have it occasionally at home when I get bored of drinking water, but it's my go-to when I'm socializing because it just stops the conversation. I can stand there with a bottle of alcohol-free beer and hand over the label and nobody bothers me. Most people I hang around with know I don't drink anyway, but it helps. Miroslav, is that right? Hello, brother Mike from New York. Hello, Mike. You know what? I really miss New York. I've not been to New York for 3 years now. I tried to book a flight with British Airways the other day. I don't know what's gone on with that company. I just couldn't do it. I gave up. It's not a good sign. They won't take sales calls on the phone. You can't do it on the internet. The Twitter support is useless. My God. Who else we got here? Jatu Finn, welcome back. Good to see you again, my friend. Hi from Finland. Over 3 years sober. Legend. Superstar. Thomas Lee. Hi, Thomas. Good morning from Merrickville, Ontario. Very good. Turning Tree is back again. Hi, Turning Tree. Welcome. Oscar T is here. We got Clara in Tennessee. Excellent. Which part of Tennessee are you in, Clara? I think Nashville is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. I love Nashville. Onel's in Connecticut. We got Jan here. And E-Coaster, good morning from the Mitten State. Over 190 days hangover free. Excellent. Steve W., as always, g'day, mate. Welcome. Every couple of minutes, my screen jumps randomly. And it just did it then. Hang on a minute. Okay. Tanya is in Georgia, originally from Scotland. Okay. Michael Dole. Hey, Beck, here again. I don't miss your live shows ever. I'm probably the only one who calls you Beck. You are. But it's weird because that kind of gives me a throwback. When I used to work on the radio, I used to be called Beck. That was all they called me. Beck at breakfast, they called me. Let me just see if I can find something here. I'll show you what I mean. Let me see. Yeah, that one. Let me see if I can show you this. Share screen. Here we go. Can you see that? I used to do the breakfast show. You see, it says Beck at breakfast. So everyone used to call me Beck. So you pop up and start calling me it, and it kind of throws me back a little bit. A bit weird. But thank you and welcome in, Michael. Naveel, good evening from Pakistan. I think you may be our first, at least, commenter from Pakistan, Naveel. So welcome in. Congratulations on being first. Tom Tubbs, Tom in Florida, day three and excited. Good man. I have a custom hypnosis track in my inbox waiting for you, Tom. So I'm going to get started on that soon, I promise. Vicky's in London. Tyson from Washington State, day 11. Well done, Tyson. Approaching the kick now, so you just need a couple more days. And then if you get the urge to drink, once you get a couple of weeks away from your last drink, remember, it's got nothing to do with alcohol. It's just those psychological triggers and anchors firing off in your brain. Leslie with a mocktail suggestion for us here. I'm now drinking mango lemonade with pineapple, coconut juice, and ginger beer. Are you pregnant, Leslie? That sounds one hell of a mix. 9 a.m. in Ontario. Sam in Bristol, England, newbie today. Welcome, Sam. You're in a good crowd of people here, all very friendly and nice. LLE. Craig, I watched one of your videos where you said that one day you were drunk and came up with a business plan. You thought it was great, but then realized it wasn't. Sorry, but it was so funny. I think I described it, LLA, as I said I was the stupidest millionaire that ever lived because I remember it was on a flight. I can't remember where I was going now, but it was a long-haul flight, and I was drinking heavily. And by like 4 hours into the flight, I was smashed. I was completely out of my tree. And I got my laptop out, and I had this genius business idea. And I honestly can't remember what it was. And I started typing a business proposal. And I typed and I typed and I typed and I typed for hours. And I thought, I am going to be a billionaire because of this idea. Thankfully, this was before you had Wi-Fi on planes. Because if I'd been able to email people about this, I would have been emailing everyone, telling them how amazing this business I'd come up with was. And I wrote this complete business plan about how it was going to work. And I was thinking about who I was going to bring in and where I was going to get the investment from. And it was amazing. And I landed wherever it was I landed. And I thought, I'm a genius. And I didn't look at the business plan until 24 hours later when I was stone cold sober. And honestly, it looked like a monkey, like a chimpanzee, had been given a typewriter. It was just pages and pages of nonsense. I mean, literally gibberish. I couldn't understand any of it. It might as well have been written in Spanish or any foreign language. I couldn't understand a single word that I'd written. And that just shows you what alcohol does to your brain. I thought I was a genius. Turns out I was just the stupidest person on planet Earth in that moment. Thankfully, Wi-Fi was not available. Brad, good morning. I really love your Extreme Wealth channel. When I was a drinker, investing was the last thing on my mind. Yeah. You know, when you get alcohol out of your life, Brad, it really opens up a sea of opportunities with your career, with your family life, with your love life, with your financial life. Everything, you see everything clearer and you have so much more clarity and energy. It's fantastic. Aletha, good morning from Houston. Hope you're continuing to get and feel better. Yeah, I'm about 90% there now, I think, Aletha. I'm still seeing the doctor for a few things, but I think I'm pretty much on the mend. Just need to get some blood tests to check everything's kind of settling down. Let's see what else we got here. Ellie's in Northeast Florida between Jacksonville and St. Augustine. Hot and humid in July. Very hot here at the moment. 35 degrees. I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit, but 35, very humid today. Robert, Bitcoin price came down more in the 2 or 3 days after the last CPI report. So I'll try and learn that from this month. Yeah. You're probably right. I was the same drinking and thinking I was Albert Einstein with my plans. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Oscar. Hi, Craig and all. Loving the support chat. Alcohol free for over 2 months in your program. The hypnosis really hit home. I thank you. Very good. By the way, I saw in the Facebook group the other day, someone was saying that they keep falling asleep during the hypnosis tracks. I did comment, but I don't know if they saw it. If you're falling asleep during hypnosis, you're probably listening to it at the wrong time of day. All right. And I have a really simple rule as to when you should listen to hypnosis tracks. If you're a morning person like me, I get up between 4 and 6 a.m. every morning. That's my routine. I mean, I go to bed really early as well. I go up like 9:30. I'm in bed. But for me, if I tried to listen to a hypnosis track before I went to bed, I'd just fall asleep. So for morning people, listen before 3 p.m. Try and do it in your lunch hour, something like that. If you're a night owl, do it after 3 p.m. All right? Really simple rule, but it seems to make a big difference. let's have a look. Kelly. Hi from New Jersey. 1 year alcohol-free coming up on Monday. Fantastic. Thanks. Still struggling with sugar. What can I do? Yeah, I have the same problem, Kelly. It's all about routine, isn't it? It's all about mindset and mentality. Everything is mindset and mentality. That's why there's not one diet that works. There's not one miracle diet out there that is better than all the rest. You will find people who will recommend a diet to you that they lost, 20, 30, 40 pounds, and you try it and you can't lose anything. So is the problem with the diet or is the problem with you? Well, it's all about mindset. There are people out there who have lost weight on Snickers diets or M&M's diets. All they eat is M&M's, and as long as their mindset is right, they lose weight. So, I find, if you can get into a routine with the gym and make sure that you're solidly hitting the gym, that's always good for breaking it, I think, and kind of setting you on a new path. But also making sure that you have plenty of healthy fuel in your body is another good point as well, because the reason you feel like this is, I'm guessing, you were drinking not for years, but probably decades, right? Or a significant amount of time. And so you've conditioned your body over a very long period of time to have an instant liquid fuel available that doesn't need any processing. You see, when your body wants to burn fat from your reserves, it's quite a complex process. It has to take the fat, has to convert it into glycogen, then it has to convert it again before it's available to your muscles and to your brain and things like that. So your body's always going to take the path of least resistance. And if it's got liquid fuel available that doesn't need any processing, it's going to use that first. So your body's at the moment, even if you've, how long you've been quit, did you say? Where's it gone? Ah, that screen jumping around. Let's have a look. Yeah, so you're 1 year. So you're 1 year sober, but you were many more years with alcohol in your system. Just give it time, and keep working on your mindset. Keep trying to have that paradigm shift. Don't just give up and accept it. Just keep working on it. But thanks for the comment, Kelly. Trevor. Good morning, Craig. Restarting here in Ohio. Good man. That's the secret. Never give up. Never give up. No matter how many times that clown knocks you down, you get back up and you say, give me more. Just change something different this time, Thomas. Don't do what you did last time 100%. Bring in something new. Doesn't matter what it is. Just bring in a new weapon. All right? Because the clown has a slight advantage on you now. He can say, you can't do this. You're going to fail again. Because if you just do what you did before, you'll get the same result. So bring in one extra thing. Steve, Tanya brings the class to this show. Huh, none taken, Steve. Caesar, good morning from Hewlett, New York. Tanya shattered it for us. She's not living in a mansion with a Bentley on the drive. More like a bungalow. Okay. Mike, hi, Craig. First time, 4 days sober. Good man. Well done, Mike, in Manchester. Lived in Manchester for a while in Castlefield. Good morning from Alberta, Canada. I can relate to the depression fight with alcohol. Very common, Marlene. A lot of people struggling with it. UFO nut. Should I stay clear of kombucha tea? Had one the other day. Don't think it really mattered. It's a bit like alcohol-free beer, isn't it? There's a trace amount of alcohol in it. I have heard of people making their own kombucha, and I think that some people do delude themselves. They crank up the alcohol content but tell themselves it's just tea. So if you're buying it from a shop or you're buying it in a bottle, just check that alcohol content. If it's under 0.5, it's probably okay. But if you're sensing that it's triggering you, if you're thinking, if it's creating cravings, then kibosh it, get it out. But, it'll be different for everyone. I've tried it. I just don't like the taste of it. That's the only thing. So, Suzanne Darcy. Hello from New Hampshire. I'm on day 12 feeling tired. I absolutely know that drinking was affecting my depression and anxiety in negative ways. I recently went off depression meds with the help of my doctor. I feel again, and that's not a bad thing. I see what you mean. I don't want to numb with alcohol. I've listened to your book about 6 times and gone back to listen again. So is it just tiredness you feel, Suzanne, or the depression is coming back? Is that what you're saying? I know what you mean about antidepressants. They just numb you, don't you? It's not that you don't. They stop you being depressed. They stop you feeling bad things. They stop you feeling. So you don't feel good things either. That's, you know, isn't that just the way with pretty much all medicine we've created as a species? Have you seen the side effects on antidepressant medication? Warning, may cause suicide. Well, you know, how did this get through the process? Why did nobody at any point go, wait, may cause what? Start again. It's crazy. You know, we have cancer medication that will cure your bowel cancer and give you breast cancer. It's nuts. There are some herbal supplements you could bring in, Suzanne. I don't know if they're legal or readily available in your country, but you could check with your doctor. The St. John's wort sounds disgusting, sounds awful, but Google it, St. John's wort. I think it's got another name as well, but you'll find it. In some countries, you need a prescription for it. In some countries, you can just buy it from a supplement store. The other one is 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is good for mental health, for serotonin, melatonin, helps you sleep better, helps lift your serotonin levels, which is that feel-good chemical. 5-HTP has some problems in the way it interacts with other drugs. You can't take it with antidepressants. You can't take it with some heart medication, so check with your GP. There's that. There's magnesium, which is always good for mental health. So if you don't want to go back to the prescription medication and you don't want to go back to alcohol, don't assume there's nothing else. There's a third avenue. So do a little bit of research and see if you can find maybe some supplements and natural stuff that might be able to help you. If you want more help, my friend Andrew, who's been on the show a few times, Andrew Bridgewater, is very good at helping people with depression. Let me just see if I can find his website really quickly. Just give me one moment. Bridgewater.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, there we go. So let me see if I can fire this up. This guy, andrewbridgewater.com. He works one-on-one with people. He has some online courses, and he helps people with depression and anxiety. He's very good, very calm, a very good listener. So if you want some extra help from someone with any sort of depression issue, he'll probably do like a free one-to-one with you just to get to know you and see if he can work with you. And then you can choose whether you do his course or you work with him one-on-one. But I'll leave that up there for a few minutes so you can make a note of it if you want. Okay. What are we on? Half an hour. AFC Theo, hello from Belfast. Great work you're doing. Thank you very much. Vicky's in London. Alejandro, oh, I'm not very good with names, I'm sorry. 3 months free of alcohol and drugs. Excellent. Amazing. Steve says he's keeping the alcohol-free beer as a going-out thing as well. Yeah, that's what I do. It's a good call. So look. Angela, I'm day 17 for the millionth time. The millionth time? Really? Okay, is this day 17 a big tripping point for you? Or is it just this general area? Make sure, you know, staying sober is about good planning. It's about filling your diary around the periods when you're going to have triggers. If you're coming up to a part of the year when you used to drink a lot, whether that's summer, winter, you know, vacations or holidays, whatever, make sure that your diary is full of stuff that's going to keep you busy. You don't want to get at any point where you're sitting bored and lonely thinking, what am I going to do? Because the clown's going to have an answer to that question, trust me. Okay, let's get rid of that. Let's have a look. Stephen from Sydney, Australia. Thank you. Thanks so much, Craig, for your advice on your live show last weekend regarding 5-HTP. I've been taking 5-HTP since giving up alcohol from your course, which has been amazing, and I owe you my life. I'm now coming up to 2 years alcohol-free. I stopped taking the 5-HTP 5 days ago. I really shouldn't have worried, as my sleep without 5-HTP has been amazing. Excellent. And I think it's quite expensive now, isn't it, 5-HTP? So that'll save you some money as well. Yeah, you know, I think we get a bit worried, don't we? Oh, my God, if I stop taking this supplement, then I'm going to go back, or, you know, bad things are going to happen. You can always bring it back in again. But, yeah, great, fantastic. Virginia says, where did you get the 5-HTP in Australia, Steve? There we go. Leslie confirming she's not pregnant. Oh, good. Okay. Brad, how do you stay sober on vacation? In the past, I always drank the entire vacation. Well, it's the same as what I just said. You know, you've got to keep yourself busy. Your vacation will have to change somewhat. Because if you try and keep it exactly like it was when you were drinking, it's going to feel like it's not quite as good, because your perception of time will change. You know, when you were on vacation and you were drunk, time will have flown by. And because you were under anesthetic for most of your holiday. And then if you go and try and do the same vacation sober, you go, oh, it's just, you know, time seems to be dragging. It's not as much fun. So you just need to make sure that your vacation plans are a little bit more extensive. Make sure there's something you're going to do every day. Because here's the thing, when you were drinking on vacation, you missed most of the amazing things you could have enjoyed. You know, you could have seen all the beautiful places of where you are. You could have seen some amazing, some educational things, some exciting, some thrilling things. You could have learned new stuff. For example, 1 year I went on vacation to a small island off the coast of Greece called Rhodes. And one of the things I did to make sure that my days were absolutely ram-packed was I learned to scuba dive. I did a 5-day scuba diving course, got my PADI license while on vacation. So you just have to put stuff in there that keeps you occupied, and also take out the stuff that's just unnecessary. You know, don't be going on, vineyard tours and these sorts of things, you know, that you might have just done before. Why put yourself into that sort of situation? Just plan better is what I would say. Laurie, 18 months sober. Couldn't have done it without your help. Awesome. Well done. LLE, laughing at my stupidest millionaire story when I was on that flight. I'm laughing so much, you're still a genius to us. Thank you. Good save. Steve's, yeah, maybe it was totally coherent in Spanish. I don't think so, Steve. I really don't think so. Because it wasn't in Spanish. I know it was in English. It was just nonsense. Diane, good morning from sizzling Palm Springs. Still have the grandkids loving it, but this would be another trigger to drink. I notice these moments in life that become a hurdle. Yeah. Still have the grandkids and loving it, but this would be another trigger to drink. The grandkids make you want to drink. I can empathize, you know. The most stressful thing in my life are my kids. They're grown up. They're out there causing mayhem in the world. I know what you mean. Clara, I'm in a town south of Knoxville. Fell off the wagon, but hopefully back on. My partner is a heavy drinker and has said he's not interested in stopping, trying to lead by example. Yeah. It's always a solo journey, Clara. Always a solo journey. And it's frustrating, but the harder you push, the more he'll pull away. You're quite right. Just make your life amazing and let him. It may take him quite some time, you know. It takes a long time for people to break out of denial and to wake up to the truth. But just, you know, be prepared. He may be defensive. He may attack. He may even try and trip you up. Don't be offended by that. Drinkers do that not because they want to hurt you, but because they're in pain. And they don't understand why they're feeling so much pain. Well, not consciously anyway. And they try and remove the pain, you, by getting you drinking again. So rule number one is always look after yourself. All right. Protect yourself, protect your sobriety, and be prepared for the people you love to not always support you. All right. And just remember this conversation. Remember me saying this, because there will come a point where this might help you. Vicky Murray, where can I get some good mocktail recipes? Love long drinks. It's a good question. I think we should bring them here. Let's all bring a mocktail recipe next week. So look. Matt Tuma, hi Craig. Todd, good morning. I heard you said you were scared of San Francisco. You're right. It's a shithole. I live 30 minutes away, and when I want to see the decline of Western civilization, I go there. My son adores San Francisco. I mean, he's just completely in love with it. And he's always like, Dad, come and visit. And I'm like, there's only so many times I can see Alcatraz. Ryan, good morning from San Diego. 2.5 years free from the stupid clown. Nice. Pamela, 62 days and exhausted. Why? That's an impossible question to answer, Pamela, because it could be anything. I think a huge mistake us drinkers make when we stop drinking is anything that then pops up in our life, we go, oh, that's because I've stopped drinking. You know, oh, I can't sleep anymore. It's because I don't drink anymore. Oh, I'm tired. It's because I don't drink anymore. It's a false assumption. You've got no evidence to suggest that you feel tired because 62 days ago you stopped drinking. You're just assuming that. So look at your diet, look at your sleep routine, maybe get some blood tests done. Go and get a full blood count. See if you're low on any, you know, essential things. But don't assume it's the alcohol. It could be other stuff, you know. Bring in magnesium, helps you sleep at night. Bring in a probiotic, good for your gut health. Lots of things, lots of reasons. But it's not a reason to go back to alcohol. It's not like if you start drinking, you're going to get, you know, you'll be full of energy. That's just the clown making up plausible stories for you. Matt says drinking is a terrible form of suicide. It is. It is. It's just a really, really slow and painful way to kill yourself while damaging all the people you love. Facebook user. Sorry, Craig, I'm late. I forgot. Anyway, now I'm on day 13, so nearly out of the kick, going stronger this time, aiming for 30 days in the first instance. Excellent. I've got a good friend of mine called Steve. That's what he did. He said, I'm going to do 30 days sober. Then he said, I'm going to do 3 months sober. Then he said 6 months, and that was 6 years ago, I think. So that's how it happens. Virginia, St. John's wort is good. If you know, a lot of these supplements, the effectiveness of them is debatable, and the evidence is spurious. Like a lot of people take milk thistle. A lot of drinkers take milk thistle because it claims to protect your liver. But actually, if you do some serious research into it and you take your confirmation bias away, so you're not searching for phrases like, why is milk thistle so good for your liver? That's a search term that's oozing with confirmation bias. If you look at the true data, you'll see that there is a little bit of evidence to suggest it protects the liver in mice, but there's virtually no evidence to support the theory in humans. So a lot of them are very spurious, but with St. John's wort, it does seem to be universally accepted that it's good for depression. So have a look into that if that's an area of concern. Ron says, I think alcohol causes depression. Does, absolutely does. Causes anxiety, causes panic attacks, causes a whole host of mental health problems. Joe's got some advice for Pamela. I go to bed nightly, usually 9 or 10 from exhaustion. I think that's normal. Definitely take a vitamin B complex, as Craig recommends, in addition to the other supplements in his book. B vitamins, very important for drinkers. Problem drinkers, I'm 99% certain you'll be low on essential B vitamins because alcohol is like napalm to these essential nutrients. And if you keep drinking long enough, you'll get a very serious condition that comes from a vitamin B12 deficiency that will require hospitalization, can end in death. It's called alcoholic wet brain. So yeah, B vitamins is a good call. Lizzie, oh, here comes day 17. Yeah. Tommy, myself and my partner, 5 weeks sober, great book. Thanks very much. Barbara, threw away my weed yesterday. I'm 35 days sober, and it was time for that to be gone as well. Great, great. You know, a lot of these things go together. A lot of people, you know, but they stop drinking, and then they realize they want to stop smoking as well because the two things have become psychologically linked. Okay, we're going to wrap up soon, but let's see if I can say hello to a few more people. Stephen. Hi, Stephen, again from Australia. Just replying to the lady regarding 5-HTP. I bought them online from Bulk Nutrient, a company based in Tasmania, Australia. There you go. Bulk Nutrient. Hazel. Hi, Craig. Welcome, everyone. I'm 17 months sober. Yes, so far, so good. And thanks, everyone. Keep up the good work. Love, peace to you all. Fantastic. Lizzie, all my vitamin levels were pretty much non-existent, and that changed drastically once I quit. But it caused some neuropathy, excruciating pain in the feet, and that didn't show itself until 10 days sober. Okay, interesting. So perhaps the alcohol was suppressing something. Or the other thing, you see, a lot of people, they quit drinking and then a pain somewhere appears and they go, oh, I shouldn't have stopped drinking. You know, stopping drinking has caused me harm. And that's never the case. Never the case. It doesn't make any sense at all to stop drinking poison and then become ill as a result of that action. The fact is, alcohol is an anesthetic, a poor quality one, but it's an anesthetic. So that the alcohol could have been covering up something that was there all along. It's just you've been taking an anesthetic every day and you didn't notice it. Or, you remove the alcohol and the chemistry of your body changes, and something that was kind of bubbling under the surface comes up. But the solution is never to go back to alcohol. That never helps. Hi, Elaine. You're not okay. Well, it's good to have you on YouTube. It's good advice, Joe. My hubby drinks beer, doesn't bother me because I'm the binge drinker. He's not. He can have one beer and done. Be in love with your sobriety and do the work. You won't fail. 7 months, thanks to Craig. That's you know, that sentence there, fall in love with sobriety. That's what it's all about. It's not about quitting drinking. Quitting drinking implies that you're giving something up. And if that thing you're giving up is something you still subconsciously believe is a benefit, then that means you are consciously, willingly depriving yourself. And that won't work in the long run. So your focus should not be what you've left. It should be what you've gained. And you stay in a constant rolling state of gratitude for the amazing stuff that you've gained. That's the best advice you're going to get in this live stream. Laurie, do you accept PayPal? I'll accept anything, Laurie. You mean for the course? Yeah, you can pay with PayPal. But the step first, if you want to do the course, Laurie, step number one is you attend the webinar. It's not possible just to go to my website and sign up for the course because I want to explain to you how I'm going to work with you. I want to explain how the course is going to help you and why it's so different to anything you've tried before. And it takes, you know, a good half an hour for me to explain that. After I've told you what we're going to do and how it's going to work, then I want you to make that decision. Because lots of people turn up at websites and maybe they've had a drink and they click that sign up button and they never even get started. And that's such a shame. And they feel like, well, you know, I tried that, Craig, back and it didn't work. And the truth is they never even started it. But in their head, they can now lie to themselves and say, well, I tried Stop Drinking Expert, didn't work. So when people join my course, I just want to make sure that you're ready. Is this the moment? Are you going to commit? Are you excited? Are you ready to try something different? All those things, all right? So if you want to do the course, Laurie, stopdrinkingexpert.com, book yourself on the next free quit drinking webinar. All right. And I think that's a perfect comment to finish on. Thank you very much. I'm going to go and watch the stock market crash and burn. And I will see you next week, next Wednesday, for our regular get-together. Thanks so much. And have an amazing sober weekend. Bye-bye.